Blog Talk Radio. Going in tonight. I will play some music tonight. But I want to talk to you guys about the subject of time for everything. You know, like I was telling you before and sharing with you, that I've gone through some things, and I remember being a little kid, and my mother would say there's a time for everything. And as a child, you know, you want things right away. I was one of those kids. I had very little patience. Very little patience. I need to, whatever's going to happen, I need to happen right now. And I realize now that I'm an adult that, indeed, there are those times when you're a little kid. When you're a little kid, you really don't understand the relevance of time. You don't understand time. The only thing you understand is, I want to play, I want to eat, and I want to go to this place, I want to go to that place. You don't understand time. You don't understand the dimensions of time and having to wait. For kids, waiting a whole day to go on a trip can feel like an eternity. But yet here in God's word, it says, there's time for everything. There's time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. Sometimes, on another note, sometimes we desire to have everything at once. We say, God, I want the fullness of your mercy. I want the fullness of your grace. I want the fullness of your blessings. I want everything right now, but it might not be the right time for that. Can you imagine what would happen if God were to give us everything at once? You know, we say, oh, that's a good thing. But sometimes I don't think so much could be able to handle all the things that God has in store for us for our lives. I don't think that some of us will be able to handle all the things that he has in store for us at one time. At one time. So there's time for everything. Why is that important? That's important because it's not going to happen. You know, there's a time for everything. It's like this. I'm sharing from my heart tonight, and this is not the direction I was planning on going in, but maybe something I might share with you might bless you. You know, I was never, like I said before, I was never one to have patience as a child, and I have patience. With time, I'm becoming, and I'm growing in the understanding that everything does not happen all at once. It takes time. Perhaps God has spoken into your life and has laid on your heart that what he wants you to do. He wants you to start a business. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to take the time to study that business. Sometimes God will give you everything you need. Sometimes he'll give you the overall vision. This is what I need you to do. I want you to start a business that's going to help people grow in their ability to sing, act, dance, and draw. Perhaps it's an artistic school. Perhaps whatever it is. You know, what would happen if God just gave it to you all at once? All of a sudden, boom, you have a school. You don't know how to run a school. You don't know how to run the operation. You don't understand about integrity. You don't understand the ins and outs of the business world, as my father would say. You don't understand how to manage this gift, this dream. I want to tell you today that takes time. It takes time for you to grow into the person God has called you to be. It takes time to grow. It takes time to learn. It takes time to hear, time to change. It takes time. There's a time for everything. Someone needs to know that tonight. It takes time for you to grow into the person God has called you to become. It takes time. Why is that important? Because it's very important because if you don't get this, You know, if you don't get this, you're going to expect to have everything right now. And I believe that we're definitely in a society, in a microwave society, where we expect everything now. And if we hear the word no, if we hear the word wait, if we hear the word not yet, we're saying, oh, God, what have you done to me? You mean tell me I've got to wait? But yet, God, I need trying to keep you from something. You know, I'm going to say it's the time for everything. I'm going to tell you something. When I was growing up in the streets of D.C., now I'm not going to say the streets of D.C. because I'm not a street kid. I didn't grow up in the streets. But when I grew up in the murder capital, I'll say that's true. When I grew up in the murder capital, I'm telling my age now. When I grew up in D.C., when I was a teenager, it was the murder capital of the world, of the nation, the murder capital of the nation. That's how D.C. was known. And there's a place, a go-go place, called the Black Hole. When we talk about time and place and everything, well, I really wanted to go to this go-go place. I wanted to go, and I was like 15 or 16, and I had my learners from it, and I was like, Mom, I wanted to use the car tonight. And she's like, no, I'm using the car. What do you want to use the car for? And I told her I was going, and I'm not going to go to the whole story, but it's one of those teenage moments with the mom, and the teenager says something that teenager should not have said, and the mom had to correct the teenager. But make get you long story short, to get to the point of the story, you know I ended up not going. She told me I wasn't going. I was pissed off. I was upset. And what happened was two of my friends had gone, and they were brothers. And just happened to be that one brother saw someone who was going to actually shoot his brother. He pushed his brother out the way, and he took a bullet, and he passed away. Immediately, he was shot in the face. He took the bullet. He saw the bullet coming and pushed his older brother out the way. Why do I'm telling you this? I'm telling you this because let's fast forward some 26 years. And I was having a discussion with my mother probably about a couple weeks ago about this. And she shared with me that she felt like God had told her, no. She had that feeling that something was going to happen at night. You know, I know at that age I would not have understood that. We need some feeling. No, Mom, come on, let me go. You're just overprotective. Let me go to this club. And so here she is explaining to me that she had this feeling. She had never shared this with me. Now, I'm sure at that age I would not have understood. She never shared with me the reason why she didn't want me to go. Because she felt that feeling that something bad was going to happen that night. Now, just imagine if she had ignored that feeling and went against that feeling, in opposition to that feeling, and would have let me go on that trip. There's no telling what could have happened or what would have happened. Why I'm telling you this, I'm telling you this to say this, that there's a time for everything and a season for every activity under the sun. For me, I felt that it was time for me to go. My mother was saying, no. Why is this important? Because sometimes when we hear the word no, or not yet, or not tonight, maybe another time, we take that personally as a personal thing, but perhaps God is trying to keep us from something that we don't understand is about to happen in our lives. There's a time for everything. Yeah, I'm telling you, you guys are probably listening to someone who didn't have time or patience. So guess what through my life? Through my life, I've had to grow. I've had to grow in this thing called patience. In my life, I've had to grow in this thing called patience. I've had to grow and allow time to take place allow time to go by, allow time to go by so I can grow into the person God has called me to become. What does this have to do with you? This has a lot to do with you. This has a lot to do with me. It has to do a lot with us about life. Everything is not going to happen all at once. And if you know someone who received fame immediately, they never went through the hardship and trials of doing music or pursuing their dreams, they never were told no, they never experienced that, and then all of a sudden they come into fame, they never sweated, they never cried tears, they're pushing and pressing forth, they will have no idea or appreciate the blessing that comes from waiting and having to go through something. And most times those people who experience those things, if they're not wise, most times they end up in the exact same place they started, or even sometimes in the worst place. So they didn't understand how to manage their money. They didn't understand how to manage the things that God has given them. Why is this important? This is important to us because we have to remember several things. There's in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, a time for everything. There's a time for everything. But everything is not the right time for everything. Do you get this? Do you get that? There's a time for everything, but everything isn't meant for right now. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to grow into that thing, to that person God's called you to be. Sometimes you have to grow in maturity. Sometimes you have to grow in your understanding of your craft. Sometimes you have to grow in the businesses and to understand. For example, my father is a carpenter and a business owner. Now, as he would say, you're not going to go into business and you don't understand what you're supposed to do. You're not going to buy a house to fix up. And you don't know what you need to do to fix it up to get it ready to sell or to rent out. The same thing here. When God calls you to something, it will happen in due season if you're doing what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you this. The older I become, the more I understand the possibility that I might not be here the next second. I might not be here tomorrow. But thank God for right now, I'm here today. So there's some things I can do at this moment, in this time, to ensure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Taking care of my health. Make sure my relationships are godly. And make sure that I am doing the things that God has called me to do. It is true that time is a time for everything. And in that time that when you're going through a preparation time, when you're going through a time of learning and adjusting and learning life's lessons, you got to pay attention. You got to watch and see what's happening. Then you got to learn from that. Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, there's a time for everything. You know, there's so much that we could say about that scripture, that just that one verse, really. There's a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. You know, we have the four seasons. We're in summer right now. We have fall, winter, and spring. We have four seasons. There's a time for everything. You know, when winter comes, you know, and when summer comes, it's going to really, really become really, really hot. Scorching hot, the hottest time of the year during summertime, even though with the climate control and everything is kind of mixed up. But you get the point that there's a season for everything. There's a season for things to die. There's a season for things to grow. There's a season for things to bloom. There's a season for things to fall off. There's a season where there's a dormant season. You know, and I think what happens is that in the body of Christ, we expect to have everything now. We expect to have everything now. We expect that when God calls us to a ministry, that and he calls us to preach, that we're going to just start preaching all of a sudden. We kind of forget that there takes that time to fine-tune the instrument. It takes time to study. It takes time to say, let me get down deep in the Word. Let me read these books. Let me read these commentaries. It takes time. Spend time in God's presence. And what happens is that we forget in the body of Christ about the fact that there's a time for everything. But everything is not meant right now. Perhaps you're going through some things and you're saying, Lord, you promised me that you're going to do this in my life. But perhaps you're in a season of and a time, and it says, in verse 5, a time to embrace and a time to refrain. Perhaps you're in a time of refraining. Perhaps God has you in a time of refraining where you're not embracing the things that he's called you to do, but you're just focusing on him. Perhaps it's not a time to throw away. Perhaps it's a time to keep. And you're trying to throw away something. And God said, no, it's time for you to keep this thing that I'm doing in your life. It's time for you to keep this thing close to your heart. But what happens is that we say, God, I don't want to be in this place where I am right now. But perhaps, God has you in the place where you are right now so you can hear his voice. Perhaps God has you in this place right now where you are so you can get a fresh word from God. Perhaps God has you right now so that he can speak without interruption. And we say, God, I want to hang with my friends. God, I want to be married. God, I want to speak. And God might be saying, no, it's time for you to be silent. It's time for you to listen and learn these lessons. But the pitfall that we fall into in the body of Christ is that we get into a thing where we want everything now. I've got to have it now. And if I don't have it now, then, Lord, something is wrong with this picture. That's why it's so important that while we're going through this thing and understanding there's a time for everything, it's very important that we drawn out to God. It's important that we seek God. It's important that we seek the Lord. It's important that we resist the devil and drawn out to God. It's important that we forsake the things that we think that we need and that we listen to what God is saying. Because someone right now who's listening right now, you might have been going through some things. You might have been saying, God, how can I survive without this person in my life? Easily, just take a breath and keep on breathing. Take a step and keep on walking. You might feel like it's too hard for you to breathe right now. You might feel like, Lord, it's too hard for me to exist without this person, without this thing, without these things, whatever that thing is. But God is saying to you, now's not the time for that. Now is the time for you to be still so I can teach you something, so I can show you something. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, I want you to know tonight that there's no one who can do for you in your life like Jesus Christ can do in your life. I want you to understand right now that there's nothing and no one who can do in your life like Jesus can. No one, nothing can take the place of God's love. No one will love you like God loves you. You know, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Who else would lay down his life for his friend? Would you really do that? There's a time and place for everything, and I believe that in this time, the body of Christ, we need to realize and we need to remember that no one cares for us like Jesus cares. No one can do for us like Jesus can. Like that was like Jesus Can. It's my new single. Yes, that's my new single. Praise God, hallelujah. Like Jesus Can. No one. I want you to understand that there are sometimes things in our lives that we don't understand, and we say, God, I don't understand why I'm going through this. You know, there's a saying that goes something like, it'll all come out in the wash cycle, something like that. It'll all come out in the wash. You know, whatever it is that you're going through, you know, first of all, let me stop right there. One thing about me, if you know me, if you know G, I don't always get these sayings correct. I know the saying is not it all comes all out in the wash cycle. I believe the saying is it all comes out in the wash. It's gonna all come out. You know, and one of the things I want to tell you guys is no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're experiencing, everything happens in time. And why is this important? It's important that we take the time, whatever time it is that we're going through, it's very important that we are sensitive to that. We've got to be sensitive to the season that we're in. You know, most people lose weight during the spring, gain weight during the winter months, and then going crash diets in the spring, and so that when summer comes, they are ready to take their shirts off and feel proud about themselves when they go swimming. You know, they're able to really enjoy the summer months. But what happens if you gain weight during the summertime, and then during wintertime, you're trying to lose weight? It's the opposite thing is happening. You know, it's very important that you're sensitive to your time. It's very important that you're sensitive to the season you're in. And that only comes from spending time with God, praying, and asking God to show you His will for your life. Sometimes it doesn't just say, oh, I'm just going to do this. You know, I need to know, why are you so sensitive right now? What's going on? You know, what's going on? What's happening in your life? What has happened around this time last year that's making you act the way you're acting? What's happening psychologically inside of your mind? What's happening? You know, it's about being sensitive to where you are, sensitive to what you're going through, sensitive to how situations are affecting you emotionally, physically, and psychologically. It's about taking time. You know, it's about understanding where you are and being still. I think one of the hardest things is to really be still and say, you know what, I'm not going to think. Some people might call it meditating. I'm not going to think about anything. I'm not going to look at any pictures. I'm not going to talk on the phone. I'm not going to talk on Facebook and chat with friends and family. I'm not going to write. I'm going to open up this word of God. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to believe that God is going to speak to me. I believe that God is going to show me His way. Perhaps that's the season that you're in, but that's something that needs to happen in any season that you're in. But in lieu of the topic of time, that there's a time for everything, I want you to understand that, like verse 2 says, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Life is a cycle. Life is a cycle. We're going to be born, and then eventually we're going to die, and we're going to go to the other side. We're going to be born, we're going to experience what we're supposed to experience on this side, on earth. And it's time we're going to die. Perhaps we might be here until the rapture and just be taken up. But there's a cycle to life. You know, in the movie Lion King, the song Circle of Life, is Circle of Life. There's a cycle to this thing called life. There's a time to plant and a time to uproot. Sometimes it's God might be planting you wherever it is that you are. He might be planting you at that job for a season. Then there's time to uproot. There's time when God might say, you know what? It's time for you to move on. I want to take you somewhere else. There might be a time for you, a time to kill, and a time to heal. No, he's not talking about killing someone. There's a time to kill. Sometimes, guys, there's time to kill some relationships. Sometimes, perhaps God might be saying, okay, it's time for you to take a step back. It's time for you to end this. This relationship, this friendship. Then there's a time where it's time to heal. You've experienced what you've experienced. That person, other person experienced what they've experienced. Now God can heal that relationship, that friendship, and bring healing to that situation. There's a time for everything. But if God is telling you to end something, don't try to heal it. Let the thing die. Let the friendship go. Let it go. Let it go. If God is telling you to heal something, you know, come back to someone that you used to be with or be friends with and to heal the relationship, don't say, you know, I'm going to end it. I don't still want to do that. I want you to understand that there's a time for everything. Perhaps in verse 3, the other part of it, a time to tear down and a time to build. A time to tear down. Perhaps you've been building on the wrong premises or the wrong worldview. Perhaps you've been building your dream or your ministry on the world's worldview. Now when I talk about worldview, that's the way you see the world or see people around you in the world, in your movie. Imagine all of us have our own scripts. We have our own movie stage and everything around us that it's almost like we're in our own movie. But perhaps God wants you to do a paradigm shift and change the way you look at your situation and tear down what you've been building on because it hasn't been on the truth or on the facts, but a lie. Perhaps God wants you to tear something down and then build it up. Build that dream up again on the word of God. With a Christian worldview, a godly worldview of viewing the world, not viewing the world as the world views the world and views you and I, but viewing the world through God's eyes. You know, there's a new song, and I hope that I hope I'm going to get it. You know, if we had God's eyes. If we had his eyes, what would happen? If we had his eyes, what would happen? If we had his eyes, and that's, if you're wondering who that is, that's Michelle Williams. That's my girl. That song is hot, you guys. That song is hot. If we had God's eyes, if we had his eyes, how would we view the world? How would we view people? How would we view each other? There's a time for everything. But think about that. We have to not only be silent, but we have to be willing. If God's telling you to tear down something so he can rebuild it in your life, allow him to tear it down. Tear it down. If he's telling you to tear it down, then time to tear it down. Sometimes when a house is built incorrectly, sometimes they have to go back, tear the house down, clear it off, make sure the foundation is stable and that the house is built correctly, and then rebuild. And you know, and I know that we say, why not go through the whole thing of time? Because we've already put in the sweat, we've already put in the tears and everything. But that time is very, very important. Wouldn't you rather have a house that's built on the right foundation rather than a house that has some cracks in the foundation? That's something to think about. There's a time for everything, guys. But everything is not meant for right now. So that means we have to be sensitive to what God is doing in our lives. We have to be willing to be patient and wait and be still. And then when God says, go, do the thing, do that thing, you got to be willing to go. Perhaps God has been building you up for a great ministry, but you're focused on everything else around you that you're not hearing what God is saying to you. Let us not become too busy for our relationship with God. I need you to understand that we serve a jealous God. God is not, thou shalt not have any gods, any other gods before me. That's a commandment. That's one of the Ten Commandments. God wants to be number one. He doesn't want to be number two behind your wife. He doesn't want to be number two behind your husband, or number two behind your kids, or behind your job. God does not want to be number two to the calling that he's calling you to partake and to build upon. But rather, he wants to be number one. God wants to be numero uno. God wants to be number one in your life. So don't look at time as an enemy. My Christian brothers and sisters, don't look at time as your enemy, but rather look at time as God's way of protecting you while he's preparing you for what he's called you to do. And when that time comes, then don't be afraid. You know, because you know we took a whole bunch of gain until the rubber meets the road and we're faced with having to walk into the thing that God's called us to do. What would happen if you were blessed with the mega church ministry or with the ministry too soon? What would happen if a baby was born at 4 months? Things are developing in the woman's body, and the baby's developing in the womb at 4 months. There's things that's supposed to happen between the fifth month and the ninth month, if I'm correct, ladies. 9 months pregnant with 9 months and 2 months. I'm gonna say 9 months, I guess. But in other words, chill out and relax. And God and what he's doing in your life, everything takes time. But if you move too soon, if you move prematurely in that thing that God's called you to do, you will be doing yourself a great injustice, and you might miss God's move in your life. And that move might be delayed because now you've taken things into your own hands. There's a time for everything. Be sensitive to the time. Wait on the Lord. Allow him to speak to you. And don't look at time as your enemy. Look at time as God's way of preparing you. Look at time as God's way of preparing you for what he's called you to become and what he's trying to mold you into. Guys, let me tell you this. This is a season for us to really, really get this thing right. Don't rush God. Don't rush what God is trying to do in your life. But be blessed. And allow yourself to be blessed. Allow God to bless you. Allow God to keep you. And allow God to speak to you.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-hmm. One touch will change my life. Take me to
Hallelujah. That was Tamla Mann, Take Me to the King. This is G. Wright, and you are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show. The Heart of Love Radio Show. I just want to apologize. I didn't have the chat room open, but I'm going to make sure that I have that open during the shows. But tonight, I just wanted you guys to really, really get this, because I believe that we're in such a place where God is speaking to us. And God is saying, give me my time. I mean, you're giving Facebook time. You're giving those who are married, you give your husband, your wives, your girlfriends, your boyfriends time. You're giving your kids time. You're giving your best friend time, but you're not giving God time. You're even giving a vision God's placed, has given you time, but you're not giving the one who is giving you the vision time. And then we become upset. Because we expect that certain things should happen in our lives right now. But you might not be in that season that you think you're in. And that's another topic. When you're not focusing and realizing that people are dying around you, and you're focusing on everything else except the fact that people are dying around you. You got to know what season you're in. If you're supposed to be in a season of being silent and you're talking, you might say something to someone that might actually change the course of their lives, the course of that person's life. Words are powerful. If you understand that you're supposed to be in a season of being silent, you're going to be quiet. Perhaps you're in a season where you're just giving. You're just giving, giving, giving. You're giving so much, but you're not allowing God to refill you. You're not even allowing your spirit, man, to be refilled. You're going on fumes. Perhaps it's a season for you to not give, but for you to receive. For you to refrain from giving and to receive what God is trying to give you. As the body of Christ, as God's people, we've got to get this right. Take me to the King. I love that song. This whole life is really about having this relationship with God and with Jesus Christ. Allowing him to use us in this experience and glorify God for all he's done. Life is more than just sitting at home, eating, playing church, or going out to clubs, or just having fun. Life is more than that. And I hope that as the body of Christ that we will understand the importance of time and understand that there's a time for everything. There's a time for everything. There's a time and a place for everything. Why I keep on saying that? Because someone needs to hear this. Someone out there is listening and is not getting this. Don't expect everything right now. Sometimes it takes time to grow and mature. But what happens when you're on the other side of through? What happens when you're on that other side and you understand once you've gone past, oh, that's why God wanted me to be quiet and be silent, because he was giving me a new word, a revelatory word share. A word from a different, from message from his word, from a different angle. Be sensitive to what God is doing. Be sensitive to what God is trying to say to you in your life. Be sensitive Be sensitive. Be sensitive. And I just feel the presence of God in my house, and I feel the presence of God in the studio, and I feel the presence of God around me. And I hope that you feel the presence of God as well. Because God has given a word. He's given a word. And Lord, I just pray, God, that you'll touch your people's hearts. I pray, God, you'll touch their minds, that they will understand that there's a time for everything, but everything's not meant for right now. But Lord, I pray that you'll show them what season they are in their lives. I pray you touch someone right now, Lord. I pray that you'll heal someone right now who might be going through. I pray to God that you will bring them to you. Father God, I pray that you'll continue to move in the lives of your people, just like my grandmother who's listening right now. I pray, God, you touch her. Holy Spirit, I pray, God, that you just fill her heart with so much joy and give her peace in the midst of her season that she's going through right now. Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for parents who love me, who teach me in their own way how to live a better life and how to live a life for you. I pray, Father God, for family members and those who are my friends and those people who are important to me and those people who are going through right now. I pray for the faithful listeners. I pray, Father God, you continue to move in their lives. And I pray, God, that you, God, will not forget that there's a time for everything, but everything is not meant for right now. Be sensitive to God, to his voice. Be still. And when he tells you to go, go. I want to say God bless you. Make sure you tune back in. Some great music on Thursday from 6 to 7. I might be a surprise for you, so make sure you come through. God bless. Make this show a favorite of yours. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your own, I want you to know as simple as this. Repeat after me. Lord, please forgive me for my sins. I am a sinner. I believe that you sent your son Jesus Christ down the cross for our sins, that we might be saved. I believe that he is the Son of God. And I pray, Father God, that you will come into my life, into my heart. I pray that you will have your way in my life. And I pray that you will be glorified by the things I say and the things I do. I renounce the things that I've done that I know aren't right before you. And I pray that you will lead me in your way and in your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you guys.
Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come up with a humble heart, knowing in my plans, let them be used. For you is my whole heart and soul. Want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Consecrated for you.
For your heart.